From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Don P. Brown, features copy editor. Happy Friday, Don.
Hey, Penny, you ready for Halloween?
I am not. Are you?
Well, I noticed you wore your costume today.
Well, thank you. It's kind of scary, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, Don and I were invited by ABC to take a sneak peek at the network's new series, V, which premieres at 7 p.m. Tuesday, November 3rd. It's a reimagining of NBC's 1983 miniseries about a bunch of charismatic extraterrestrials that captivates most of Earth's population. So, Don, what did you think of ABC's pilot episode of V?
I'll preface by saying, Penny, that I'm kind of a science fiction fan in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But for a TV series project, I was quite impressed by this pilot show. It kind of just captured me from the get-go, and I couldn't put it down, so to speak.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Oh, I enjoyed it, and I'm excited about the upcoming episodes. You know, the NBC, the original, being a six-part, I believe it was a six-part miniseries, I'm kind of wondering how they're going to have a season and beyond. But
wasn't it also a series back in the 80s?
You are right.
And I never watched it back then, and I don't know if you did.
I watched the original miniseries, okay. But I didn't see V, the series. But now that you mention it, I do recall running across that.
Okay. So, you want to give us an idea of what the program's about?
The visitors... Well, let's see. How can I set it up? The visitors simultaneously appear over every major city in the world promoting a message of peace. Mm-hmm. And their leader is Anna, played by Marina Baccarin from Firefly. And she's quite stunning, visibly stunning. And one of the reporter asked her at one of the press conferences was, are all these... As attractive as you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, well, she does make quite an impression.
She does.
And they make them all over the world, in all the world's major cities. These spacecraft hover over the cities,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they broadcast their message.
They do.
To all the people watching.
And they offer to share advanced technology with us on Earth in exchange for a few resources that are abundant on Earth, but they need to replenish on their planet.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, here we are. This is happening, I think, in present day.
I believe so.
Earth is, you know, in need of something. It you know, we've fallen on hard times, and this looks like our savior.
Mm-hmm. Right? It does. But not everybody is convinced that the visitors come in peace.
Mm-hmm.
One of those persons is FBI counterterrorism agent Erica Evans, played by Elizabeth Mitchell from Lost. She suspects that the aliens have a far more sinister agenda.
Mm-hmm. And I must say, when you view the episode, there is a foreboding to it. You kind of, as a viewer, you kind of pick up on some subtle hints that maybe all is not exactly well with this group,
mm-hmm.
of aliens. And actually, we learn that the attractive looks aren't really all they seem to be.
Yeah.
They're really a reptilian race.
Yeah, hidden under layers of human skin that they've developed over the years.
Right. It's quite a setup.
It is. And let's go ahead and mention, we talked about the TV anchor earlier on that asked the question about, you know, mm-hmm. their good looks. That character is Chad Decker, played by Scott Wolfe from Everwood. And he lands an exclusive interview with Anna, mm-hmm. but he has to reluctantly agree not to ask questions that paint the V's in a negative light.
Right. So he's kind of being used as a pawn.
He is.
To broadcast the aliens' message all around the world.
So, are we ready to rate it, or do you have anything else to talk
I'm
about?
I'm ready to rate it.
Okay. Well, Don, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, what would you rate V?
I'm going to give it a 9.
That's outstanding for you.
Outstanding, yes. You know, if you're a science fiction fan at all, this thing is going to wrap you up and pull you into the story. And even though right in the middle, there was a little bit of slowness for me.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning and the ending, it makes me want to tune in and see what happens.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm hopeful that the upcoming episodes are as outstanding as the pilot episode was. And based on that very first episode, I'd give V a 9 as well. I didn't see the NBC miniseries when it initially ran. I think I caught it later on Sci-Fi Channel. Mm-hmm. But I will watch ABC's version of V from the beginning because it started out strong.
Mm-hmm.
So remember to tune in to the premiere of V at 7 p.m. Tuesday, November 3rd. And remember to return to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast again next week to hear another discussion of an upcoming TV show. But as always, you can check out TV Preview Podcast any day, anytime at your convenience.